Welcome to UFC Table Talk. My name is Isaiah Vasquez, and I'm here with my co-hosts,
AJ Ledesma
and Thomas Orr.
This is our first podcast, and today our topic is going to be the Ben Askren versus Robbie Lawler fight and whether or not Herb Dean, the ref, made the right call. So, Adrian, how do you feel about this controversial call? Do you think it was the right call by Herb Dean? Do you think he was out? Do you think he wasn't? How do you feel about this?
Man, I feel Robbie Lawler was out, man. His arm went limp. You know, even Ben Askren says that he heard the ref asking if he was okay, but there was no response. And if there's no response by Robbie Lawler, clearly he's out.
Well, I think that you're wrong. I think that Robbie Lawler wasn't out. And you could tell that he wasn't out because right after the ref called it, and Ben Askren was hesitant to let go because he knew that Robbie wasn't out. But Lawler jumped up and ready to fight still because he was not out. I do not think he was out.
But I feel like, you know, this topic could go both ways because I've seen videos of, you know, Robbie Lawler giving thumbs up and looked like he was fine. But then on the other hand, in the video, his arm went limp, which, I mean, his arm was on top of Ben Askren's head and it falls and just hits the floor. And this topic could go both ways. And
when watching the fight, they only showed the one camera angle, but when the refs were watching it and the ref was watching it, Herb Dean was the ref. He's a pretty well-respected ref, so most people thought it was going to be a great stoppage. But when you were watching the footage back, you can see in the other camera angles the ref lifts Lawler's arm up and lets go of it to see if it drops and see if he's out. But his arm stays stiff, which means that he was still awake and he could still have function in his arm.
But Herb Dean did move his arms to see if it was. He moved it once on the camera angle, and his arm moved without, you know, no resistance or, yeah, whatever that is. I mean,
being in a couple of cage fights, you know, learning this lifestyle since I was 8, you know, seeing that happen, seeing an arm go limp when you're in a chokehold, that indicates that you're out. Like, he looks like he's out. His eyes are closed. His body's limp. His whole body is, you know, so there's no way to, like, indicate that he's actually up unless he did go limp for a second and he woke up after the ref stopped it.
Thomas, how do you feel about in the post-fight interview, Robbie Lawler said that he didn't want his arms to get fatigued, his arms to get tired, so that's why he let his arm drop like that. But I think that if he was going to do that, he would have put his arm down more of, like, more controlled instead of him just letting it drop like it did. That I think him making it drop like that, that's what made it look like he actually got choked out because his arm dropped and then bounced off the floor. How do you feel about that?
Well, first things first, I want to say that Robbie Lawler, props to him for handling the situation so well, because I know other fighters would have taken it like way out of proportion and freaked out and made a big scene, but Lawler handled it like a man, talked to the ref one-on-one. They both apologized to each other. But what you were saying about the post-fight interview is that Lawler did say that he didn't want his arms to get tired, so he dropped it to rest them and to not have to constantly force up on the head. And he said that the choke was around his more around his head than around his neck. So a choke around the head can still put you to sleep, but it's gonna take a lot more effort and a lot more energy to do that. And he didn't want to fight that off if it was gonna take longer to happen. So he was just taking that little break that you need to get that, because we're all wrestlers here, and we all know what a 2-3 second break can do to just help somebody real quick. Like, if you go out of bounds, just that walk back to the center can boost your energy, right? So he could have been doing something very similar to that, where he needed the quick break to get that boost of energy that he needed.
And also, Robbie Lawler also said that he couldn't hear Herb Dean because the Ben Askren's choke was around his ear, and his arm was around one ear and his shoulder was around the other, which is why he couldn't hear Herb Dean asking if he was okay. But if you look at one of the camera angles, his choke is actually around his neck and it's not on his ear. So Robbie Lawler was obviously able to hear, which is why I don't know why he says otherwise.
Also, Robbie Lawler wasn't defending himself. You know, when you're stuck inside a position, you got to be defending yourself. You got to be moving to show that you're so active in this fight. If you show that you're not being active and defending yourself, that's another way why a ref would stop it. Because, you know, you could possibly get hurt off of this. You know, you could get brain damage or even, like, possibly die. You know, you never know. So, to that, to me, like, that shows that Robbie Lawler wasn't defending himself. His arms were down. He was super vulnerable. So, you know, I can't say anything, but he was out, clearly, for me.
In my honest opinion, I think Herb Dean made the right call. I mean, from all, like, if you look at the clips and you look at all the evidence and, you know, the video, if you watch the fight over again, just that last part and different camera angles, I feel as if Herb Dean made the right call. It might not seem like it from the way Robbie Lawler popped back up and the way he acted, but I think Herb Dean really made the right call.
Well, it was a very difficult call to make. I'm not gonna knock him on that.
Yeah,
it was almost a nearly impossible call to make. So either way, I think he made the right call, even if he didn't stop the fight.
Yeah.
But it was pretty close to the end of the round. There were 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the round when Herb Dean made the stoppage. But you were saying that he wasn't defending himself, but I don't know how he could have defended himself there. Because, yeah, he could have thrown a couple punches, but that would have just wasted his energy. And if it's that close to the end of the round, there's only a minute 40 left, right? Which is may not seem like a lot of time, but it is a decent amount of time. A lot could happen in a minute 40, but
I don't even think he could have, like, thrown punches just in the position that they were.
He wasn't.
He would have had to throw backwards.
I mean, like,
so there's not much you can do to defend yourself there. And if just fighting the choke, if he didn't think he was gonna go to sleep, then he probably wasn't gonna go to sleep. And so he didn't want to waste that energy trying to defend himself when he could sit there and conserve for a little bit. Because as like the fight turned around real quick.
Yeah,
like Askren was getting.
I think Askren
bad.
Got knocked out. If you see his head bobble, his head goes.
That could be another topic for discussion. Yeah,
Askren went out for a cool second in the beginning of the fight, but then you see how he turned it around very fast. So maybe Askren was just looking for that Maybe Lawler was looking for that quick little break in the action to find his opening and come back, just like Askren did earlier in the fight.
But then, like, when you're in the cage and you're inside a UFC fight, you know, you gotta be in there to fight, though. Like, you're not defending a choke. Like, of course, you gotta have some jiu-jitsu background. You know, from that position, you could pull guard. You could, you know, redeem yourself. You know, maybe you pull guard and he's on top of you, but
yeah,
that's...
You're not in there to take breaks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're not, like, at least you're inside a better position than getting choked, you know? That's a weird, awkward choke that looked like a neck crank to me, you know? I've never seen this choke before, but the way he pulled it off was outstanding. I can't debunk none of these guys. These guys came out with awful force. But I gotta give it to my boy Askren for choking him.
The UFC called that choke a bulldog choke. It was a weird choke. I never seen that choke before.
That was the first time I've ever seen that choke used in the UFC. But
yeah.
Askren is a pretty awkward fighter, so I did expect him to come out with something like that. Not surprised that it was Askren of all people to do that.
But I think in the end, Herb Dean did make a pretty good call. I mean, just from the video and different camera angles, I feel like Herb Dean did make a good call, no matter what, you know, people might say.